We are deep in the season of political speechmaking, and all the oratory has religion commentator Gustav Niebuhr thinking about one gifted speaker in particular, who was dubbed the Great Agnostic.
Robert G. Ingersoll gave a widely praised speech at one Republican convention and went on to campaign for GOP presidential candidates for decades thereafter. Don't you remember him? No? Well, okay. Ingersoll did live more than 100 years ago. What makes him interesting in a political sense today is what he also had to say, quite publicly, about religion. He was a skeptic, and identified himself as such in some of the well-attended lectures he gave as he traveled the country. As Susan Jacoby, author of a recent book titled Freethinkers, A History of American Secularism, notes, Ingersoll won national renown as the Great Agnostic. Do you think any presidential candidate, Republican or Democrat, would want his endorsement today? Come on. Think about it. This raises a tantalizing question. Do we Americans actually prefer our politicians to be more publicly pious now than we did in the 19th century? Well, a recent national survey found that nearly three-quarters of those polled said they wanted the president to be religious, presumably openly so. Despite our constitutional separation of church and state, the United States is unusually hospitable toward religious belief when compared with the world's other developed nations. Upwards of 90% of Americans profess a belief in God or a higher power, and a large majority says religion is either important or very important in their lives. In that sense, we're more like India than we are like England. But we're also diverse. Even if most Americans describe themselves as Christians, no one church or denomination comes remotely close to majority status. And the nation grows ever more pluralistic, thanks to increasing populations of Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, and others. That pluralism includes a group who describe themselves to pollsters as secular, that is, non-religious. We're talking about perhaps 1 in 10 people. They would include that 2% or so of Americans willing to identify themselves outright as agnostics or atheists, that is, as Ingersoll's heirs. Now, that number may not seem like much. Wait a minute. Don't the polls show the presidential contest to be very close, with Bush and Kerry running statistically even in many states? Their campaigns have been reaching out to all manner of groups, soccer moms, NASCAR dads. How about to the skeptics, the unaffiliated, and the non-believers? Boy, wouldn't that make an interesting headline. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Gustav Niebuhr is a professor of religion and the media at Syracuse University.